All right, let's continue on with our NFL picks. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beard. That's a podcast you can listen to on the Google Play and the iTunes and wherever else you get your podcasts. We're picking the Thanksgiving games because we are not interested in the Bay Area teams this week. So we already picked the Bears and Lions. Everybody chose the Bears. Redskins at Cowboys. Kind of an interesting game because, well, I got to give it to the NFL. All three of them are divisional games, which is nice. Brad, Redskins or Cowboys?
The Cowboys are really good at home. Their defense has been the strength of that team. The offense is inconsistent. You know, Jerry Jones has been out in, you know, support of Dak Prescott. You know, they brought in, you know, Amari Cooper and Allen Hurns was supposedly their number one. I mean, the offense is not in great shape on the outside, but Ezekiel Elliott's a stud. Their offensive line has been in trouble, but it doesn't seem to matter really. When they're at home, they win. That's just the bottom line. Washington started out like 5-1 or something. You know, I love Alex Smith. He doesn't make mistakes. Home, road, it doesn't matter. Adrian Peterson's had a good season as a running back. But the problem is Washington's starting to show, their cracks are starting to show up. I don't think they were as good as their 5-1 start. I don't think they're as bad as their last loss. I just have a hard time betting against the Cowboys as good as they've been at home at Jerry World on Thanksgiving Day. I think the Cowboys win a close game.
I got to agree with Brad on that one. Cowboys are tough. They're all of their defensive statistics are in the upper third for the league, which is always a good sign. Usually you can have, you know, lopsided defensive, you know, between the rush and the pass there. But for the most part, the Cowboys are pretty well balanced. Their offense is pretty horrible. But that being said, we've said on the podcast many times, defense wins games. You win in the trenches. I mean, Cowboys at home is kind of a no-brainer, so I'm going with Dallas on this one.
Yeah, we were talking about how the Lions never win on Thanksgiving. I think the Cowboys almost always win on Thanksgiving, it seems like. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys as well. As much as I always root for Alex Smith and, I guess, Vernon Davis, too.
Dallas is really aggressive with the blitz, and Alex Smith is really good at anticipating that and making the right read. But the problem is that doesn't include him throwing the ball 30 yards down the field.
Right.
When you're on the road, you can't be that conservative.
Listen, Alex is no Pat Mahomes, all right?
He is no Pat Mahomes.
No. Ouch. And finally, the Falcons at the Saints, which is an interesting Thanksgiving night matchup. Divisional matchup, 4-5 as of now. The Falcons 8-1. The Saints, what do you got?
I love this matchup.
Yeah.
If you watched, you know, the most recent game that we've been able to watch as we're doing these picks is, you know, Atlanta played in Cleveland. And Matt Ryan has not been the same quarterback on the road as he's been at home. He's been good on the road, but he's been on another planet at home. He's going into New Orleans now. You know, if you got a chance to check out our NFL preview on the Sports Meets Beer podcast, I was very much on the Saints train. I thought their defense was really good last year. You know, and Drew Brees, obviously Michael Thomas, Kamara, they've had some monsters on offense, and I think Sean Payton's as good a play caller as there is. The defense did not play well to start the season. In fact, I thought, oh man, they really are making me look like an idiot. They've started to pull it together. Even against the Rams, they gave up a bunch of points. They won, they gave a bunch of points. It's the old bend but don't break type situation. And if you watched Atlanta against Cleveland, Atlanta cannot score in the red zone for some reason. They are able to score on big plays, but they get inside the 20 and they just have a hard time doing it. That's going to be a problem against New Orleans. It's at home. Drew Brees is great. Atlanta, all of a sudden, even with the addition of Bruce Irvin, can't stop anybody. I think it's going to be close because it's a divisional game. Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, the whole deal. I think it'll be closer than people are giving Atlanta credit for, but I just don't see a scenario where New Orleans coughs one up on a national television scale on a holiday at home. It's just not going to happen.
What he said.
Right.
No, it's funny because going into the season, I was hot on Matt Ryan, and he just is not playing at all.
He's not that good on the road. He has been just an absolute tsunami at home. He's been awesome. Trust me, I got him on my fantasy team. He's winning me a lot of games.
Well, the interesting thing about the Saints is, you know, Drew Brees is doing what Drew Brees does. It shows what kind of caliber quarterback he is. And the only reason I like it so much is because he was a former Charger. The fact that he's successful after they dumped him makes it all the better. But the funny thing about the Saints is that they have the best defense against the run in the league. Yeah. They have the second worst against the pass. So it's interesting how this is going to work out. And I'm a big believer in the Saints, but I think those big plays that Matt Ryan can put up are going to be interesting to see what happens there. Because that's all of a sudden when they can exploit that. And if they can't defend those balls, it's just going to be a big play after a big play. I think this is going to be a shootout at the end. I think the head coach for the Saints is much better than the Falcons, and I think the Saints walk away with this one.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a shootout, it's going to take one defensive play on either side to stop that game from,
right.
you know, from that team winning. So I would put my money. I'm not going to put money because I don't have any. But if I had money, I would put it on the Saints. I'm going to pick the Saints in this game as well. So basically, we all pick the same teams the entire time.
All right, so cool. Next week.
So it doesn't matter.
When we come in, Brad's 23 and fixed.
Yeah, exactly.
Then he'll be 18 and 11 and Ben will somehow lose a game.
Oh, boy. All right, well, that's your Thanksgiving Day picks. I know they're early, but just consider it a gift to you, a Thanksgiving Day gift.
Because there's some turd games this weekend.
That's right.
Holy
so
smokes.
You can actually get some stuff done this weekend and just wait till Thanksgiving.
This is the weekend to get those last projects done and do some yard work before the rain comes.
Yeah, start brining the birds.
Yeah, start doing everything you can. Do it this weekend because you're not missing anything.
All right, we'll do Beer 30 coming up next on the River.